Welcome back. 1221 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And a pleasure to welcome back to the program Clifford D. May, president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies and a Washington Times columnist. Cliff, I have received a super secret advance copy of your piece for tomorrow, Letter from Costa Rica. You took a vacation and now you're coming back and telling me you learned something and you wrote about it.
Well, I guess that's right. I say, I don't say that I learn a lot from being in Costa Rica for a week, taking some sun and surfing and trying to speak Spanish and a little bit of fishing. But if you pay attention, if you listen, if you don't talk too much, you can indeed learn something. And I feel like I did, both about Costa Rica, which is a delightful little country, but about Latin America in more generally. And I think what I saw and heard and what I've been reading there is rather more distressing.
Yeah. You kind of look at that country, and you hope no one ruins it, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. This is a little country that's a lot freer and more democratic than most of Latin America or Asia or the Middle East or Africa. It's got about three times the GDP compared to Nicaragua, Sandinista Nicaragua to the north. The people are very kind of relaxed there. There's tourism. There's coffee. They don't have terrorist groups and drug cartels in the forest. They have three toad sloths and two toad sloths and a lot of birds, including the bare-necked umbrella bird, one of my favorites. And they've got the spiny-tailed iguana, the fastest-running lizard. They don't have an army. It's a country that's, certainly by the standards of what we hopefully call the developing world, is doing rather well.
Yeah. Bananas, pineapples, sugar. Oh, yeah. They do it all. Yeah, it really is. It's a wonderful place. Now, I guess, though, these folks in Costa Rica have to worry about some of the players we're concerned with around the world, right?
Indeed they do. And I was kind of gratified to find that anytime I brought up Cuba or Venezuela in particular, people grimaced and scowled. They really had a good sense, more than a lot of people do in Berkeley and Hollywood and west side of Manhattan, that Cuba's Castroite revolution entrenched poverty and brought increased oppression over the years. And they understand what's going on in Venezuela, which most people here have not been paying attention to. Over the past couple of months, there have been constant demonstrations against the government of Maduro, who is the heir to the late Hugo Chavez. And at least 39 people have been killed in these demonstrations. It's interesting. People are holding up signs saying, Cuba afuera, Cuba get out. The Chinese they want out as well. They understand that what these people are doing, what these foreign countries are doing to their country. So people did absolutely get that. Now, while this has been happening in Venezuela, it's interesting to note not just most of our media, but the U.S. administration has been totally, totally ignoring it, seeming like it had nothing, like this is not important to us. What's going on there is not important to us. And a good friend of mine, Alon Berman, who is the VP of another think tank, the American Foreign Policy Council, he testified before a subcommittee of Congress last week, read his testimony when I was down in Costa Rica, and basically his conclusion is that the Obama administration has systematically disengaged from Latin America. Now, this is important because at the same time that we're disengaging, you have Iran, Russia, and China, in particularly a dodgy alliance, I would say, of anti-American and autocracies, saying, okay, there are lots of opportunities for us in Latin America. Let's get involved there.
Did John Kerry open the door back in the fall when he said the Monroe Doctrine? What's that? You mean, those days are over.
I think that's precisely the point, that not only has there been a de facto disengagement that Alon describes, but you had John Kerry last fall announcing, really with great fanfare, that the era of the Monroe Doctrine is over.
Yep.
Now what is he thinking when he says that? I think, again, we've had this kind of constant series of apologies by Obama and by Kerry and others, and I think he's trying to reassure everyone that the meddling and intervention of the U.S. in the past is over. We're not going to do that. Keep in mind the Monroe Doctrine is based on President James Monroe, 1823, saying to foreign powers in Europe that the political independence of the countries of Latin America, of the Americas, would be preserved and protected. That became the Mondego Doctrine, and it became a guidepost. You can say it allowed the U.S. to intervene, but nobody else. I know. I've heard all that. The point is, Once Kerry said that, it's just amazing to me that nobody in the White House, nobody in the State Department said, no, if you say it like that, this will be heard, not least by Iran, China, and Russia, as American retreat, and as you're signaling, it's now open house, open, Latin America is up for grabs, do what you want. And the Iranians are doing that, for example, most dangerously. They're looking for strategic materials for nuclear weapons. The Hezbollah, which is the proxy foreign legion, really, of Iran, is very active in certain parts of Latin America at this point. And, of course, you've got all the Iranian influence, particularly in Venezuela. You've got the Russians now. They are planning military bases in Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. And you got to think, what are they going to do with these bases? Are they going to protect Russian speakers in Peru and Guatemala?
Mm-hmm. You know, I was just thinking, maybe Kerry needs to... Remember that shot of him windsurfing when he was running for president? Maybe he needs to go down to Costa Rica and see what he could be ruining by his efforts.
Well, that would be my recommendation to Eddie. And if not for another reason, that he would see that there's a lot of value in Latin America, that it's those are our neighbors, that we have that we should be involved there. We should be involved in productive ways. We can be. Costa Rica, as I mentioned, doesn't have an army. It doesn't have an army, essentially, because it believes it is protected by the United States. But if that is not true, if it may not be protected from a Nicaragua with a Russian military base, from a Cuba with a Russian military base, from a Venezuela with Iranian military bases, then it has to rethink what it's doing. If America no longer can be relied upon as an ally and a protector. And I know that people are tired of that, that kind of leadership role. A lot of people are. But I have to say, the problem is if we don't do it, you have these terrible regimes like those in Iran and Russia and China. And believe me, they're only too eager and willing to take over.
Mm-hmm. Letter from Costa Rica. It is by Clifford D. May. You will be able to access it tonight at WashingtonTimes.com. And, of course, it will be in the print edition on Wednesday. Cliff, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, Andy.
Cliff is the president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies and a Washington Times columnist. Always has good stuff. Check it out again tonight at WashingtonTimes.com or in the print edition tomorrow. And having been to Costa Rica, I agree. There's some great things in Costa Rica. Lots of Americans living there, too. I don't know how many have bailed out since this president took office, but I met one guy. Actually, the reason he bailed out and went to Costa Rica is he owed the IRS a whole lot of money. Said he goes, there's no way in the world I could ever pay it. So I ran, and I ran to a place I really like, so good for him. Unfortunately, what he did is very, very bad, and one day he may pay the price. All right, folks, stay tuned. Coming up, Mark Lancaster has sports in just a couple of minutes, and then political editor Stephen Dynan will drop in about 12:45. We have lots to talk about. This portion of the show is brought to you by K-Hubnanian Homes. Great homes, great prices. For more information, go to khub.com, K-H-O-V.com. It's 12:29 to 12:60 WRC.